The latest data on Arctic sea ice shows thicker second-year ice has grown, but scientists say the Arctic is still likely on its way to ice-free summers. A new study out today confirms that summer 2009 had the third lowest ice cover in the 30 years since satellite record-keeping began, but it also shows longer-lasting second-year ice is substantially greater than it has been in recent years. Second-year ice has survived two summers of melting and is stronger and thicker than new ice. The research comes from the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado. Director and senior scientist Mark Serez says it does show improvement in retaining ice.
What we saw at the end of this summer is that we had a pretty good survival rate of this first-year ice, which is now going to become this thicker second-year ice. So it's saying that, the ice pack might become a little more robust now, maybe able to take a little bit of a better punch next summer. But we're just in a waiting mode now to see what happens.
Serez cautions that the increase in second-year ice does not mean the Arctic has ceased its trend of rapid melt.
I don't think we're looking at a long-term recovery. If you look at the time series of September ice extent from year to year to year, what you see is that while you definitely have this steep overall decline, it's a very spiky time series. It's a lot of ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs.
The National Snow and Ice Data Center research done in September shows second-year ice made up 32% of the ice mass, compared to only 9% last year and 21% in 2007. But the amount of ice cover over 2 years old was the lowest ever since satellite record-keeping began. Serez says this summer was on pace to rival the overall record low of sea ice of 2007.
But then along comes August and a bit of a cooler, cloudier pattern set up in the Arctic. And that helped us to preserve some of the ice, give us a little bit less melt. So in a sense, we were sort of saved by the bell. Now, we can't be hoping that that's going to continue forever. So, well, it's nice to see a little bit of a recovery. I'm not all that optimistic that it's going to be continuing.
In the past 30 years, ice extent has declined at a rate of more than 11% per decade during September.